You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, French Prime Minister and President Macron appointee Sébastien Lecornu resigned from his post after his hours-old government collapsed. By the end of the week, Lecornu was reappointed as Prime Minister by Macron. At the time of his first appointment, Lecornu was already the fifth French Prime Minister in 2 years. These events are the latest occurrences in the recent political instability in France that was further stoked by Macron's dissolution of government and the ensuing parliamentary elections that took place last year in a failed bid to secure the government. Instead, the government now sees itself split evenly between multiple blocs, with Macron desperately trying to maintain control. I spoke to Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Deborah Walker-Morrison, about these moves, France's instability, and what this means for the future of France's government and the popularity of the far right. To start simply, how did we get here? Why has Macron's term been so unstable?
How long have we got? I think in your summary, you pinpointed what most, pretty much, every political commentator has been saying in France, and that is that this crisis situation, which is absolutely not solved, it's ongoing, was caused by Macron taking the gamble to dissolve Parliament after the European elections last year, when he was alarmed by the score of the far right, the Rassemblement National, National Rally, but he considered that they would never do as well in French parliamentary elections as what they did in the European elections. And I think he thought that the French would be alarmed by that score and would rally to the centre and the centre-right. That didn't happen. The opposite happened. And since then, there is no majority in the French parliament. And in fact, there are three blocs now. In fact, some people would say five, because in the last week, the main right-wing party, which has been part of these governments, Les Républicains, has splintered, with the leader of that party basically signalling that he no longer supports Macron. They had a meeting on the weekend where they instructed their MPs not to join this new government that was just announced yesterday. Six of their members decided to join it, and they have been excluded from the party. And it seems unlikely that this government will last out the year. They've immediately been threatened with a no-confidence vote by the far left, La France Insoumise, by the far right, Le Rassemblement National, and they will, looks like they will be censored by also the socialists if they do not agree to suspend the pension reform, which is the big issue at the moment.
So far, how have we seen the Macron government deal with the instability and lack of plurality in terms of both policy and these consequent ministerial appointments?
They have sought to keep hold of power. What would typically have happened after those parliamentary elections last year would be that typically the president who gets to appoint the prime minister, right, would appoint a prime minister from the biggest group in parliament. The biggest group after those elections was the New Popular Front, the Nouveau Front Populaire, so a left-wing group, but which included the far left. And Macron refused to do that, and he has successively appointed prime ministers who come from the centre-right, from his own group. And the most recent one, Sébastien Lecornu, is the closest to him personally. So he has refused to give power to the group, the left, which won the most votes in the parliamentary elections. I mean, many people were thinking at the end of last week, maybe he's going to finally understand that he needs to change. You know, he needs to change his stance. He's actually doubled down.
And with regards to the French left, who received the highest share of votes in the 2024 election, what can we expect in terms of their demands and their relationship with Macron, particularly in the coming weeks?
They are now, they've kind of split into the Socialists, the Greens, and the French Communist Party, which are more, you would say, social democrat. They are on most, in the big issues, they have a different position to La France Insoumise, which we would say is far left and much more hardline. So the Socialist Party would be the most likely to form any kind of agreement with Macron. They said, we're ready to be in government. Macron said no. And so their position now, and they have announced this publicly, the Socialist Party, and I think the Greens and the Communist Party will probably follow them, is that if there is not an immediate suspension of the pension reform, which is the big issue, one of the big issues, if there's not an immediate suspension of the pension reform until after the next presidential elections in 27, they will vote no confidence. And the far left and the far right have already said that they're going to do that. The big threat right now for the 65% of French people who did not vote for the far right and who are not favourable to the far right, they have, you know, they have around 35% public opinion, which is frightening. So the biggest threat right now is the threat of the far right. But there is not, to date, in French politics, a political figure with anywhere near the popularity of Marine Le Pen and her right-hand man, Jordan Bardella. If there were to be a dissolution of parliament, new parliamentary elections, and or presidential elections, the most likely outcome could be the absolute victory of the far right.
And with that in mind, what do you want to see from Macron in regards to avoiding this far right victory and maybe working with some of those other parties?
Macron has kind of signaled that he's not prepared to do that. No one quite understands why, except I imagine that what he may be thinking in terms of his political legacy is that what has happened in the past will happen again, and that is that everyone who's not of the far right, if there is a presidential election, for example, everyone who's not of the far right will get together behind the candidate who comes ahead in the first round. I suspect that Macron has been thinking that he can still get a candidate who would win that first round against Marine Le Pen or her lieutenant, since she has been convicted of fraud and embezzlement and may not be able to stand. That's a question mark. But if she's not there, then she has someone who would stand in her place and who's young and very popular.
That was the University of Auckland's Deborah Walker-Morrison on the current political crisis in France and what we can expect next.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.